You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is a momentous occasion. That's the only way I know how to describe how I feel right now. This is the first time ever. First of all, Bono's here.
Hello.
And you've been sorely missed.
Oh.
The community's been bringing it up quite a bit. But speaking of the community, for the first time, we have a member of the community in studio. Staples Lauren is here.
How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
That's one thing we're going to keep it super close.
Okay.
God forbid I actually tell Staples Lauren, like, what, you know, hey, here are some tips on podcasting before we just throw you in. It's like, this is the most me thing. Like, I think she's totally getting it now. But I kind of feel like me and Staples Lauren are already friends. Staples Lauren stopped in.
Yes.
After hearing the episode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, you got to come on the show.
Okay.
And now here we are. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. A little nervous. I've never done anything like this before. Never. And I hate the sound of my own voice on recording.
You get used to it.
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
At least you didn't grow up with a lisp. I can't listen to it really much at all.
I had a speech impediment.
Did you?
I couldn't say any word with a TH.
Wow.
I did an entire presentation once about wolves, and I said woof the whole time instead of wolf, and everyone laughed at me, and I didn't know why.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Then
I was probably 8.
Oh, you're fine.
So they were.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they missed out.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into it. We have quite the arc to get into. But before we do, Urbano, did you hear the plight of Staples Lauren?
I did. I don't want to get into it just yet. I don't want to jump the gun, but I have so many questions.
Okay. So do I.
Nice.
So I have many questions too. Oh. Biggest thing for me, and this is like, look, I know this is about Lauren. But I'm going to make this about me real quick. Okay. This is I've never actually met somebody that's written into the show. I don't think I have anyway. Nothing comes to mind. But, you know, certain conversations, right? I mean, like physically sat down with somebody and met them, you know, after written in the show. So a couple of things. Number one, what was the moment that sparked, oh, hey, I'm going to write in?
So I think it's a weird situation to be in because it's like, on one hand, there's this girl group that I've had for, you know, 6 years now, and I go to them for everything, and they are just making me feel like the biggest piece of shit right now, so I can't really go to them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, there's my family and, like, my home team and my friends and everything that I love, and they're telling me, like, you didn't do anything wrong. You have nothing to be, you know, sorry for in this situation. So I really just wanted, I guess, like, a middle person's opinion, someone who doesn't know me, which I guess it defeated the purpose that Chris met me at Staples and he got a read on me. But I just wanted to hear what other people's opinions were on it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was looking for either like validation or advice or whatever. And I had been listening to Dear Albie a few days before this all happened.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
I was like, they've been through this. I know that they would have an opinion on this.
Let's go.
So now when you run into Chris, okay?
Yes.
First thing we have to address, did you think I was an ass on the phone?
I honestly, when I look back on that, it's just a blur. Yeah. That entire 2 minutes. Like, I don't even totally remember what happened there. I was like, Chris Manzo, phone, like,
going for it.
I was like, he's actually calling Albie right in front of me. Because listen, like, I didn't, and Chris said this on the show, like, the moved by his presence type thing. It was more so like, I can't believe he's standing in front of me. Because I don't look at you and your family really like you're some sort of celebrity.
As you
I don't
shouldn't.
Compartmentalize you guys like that. Like, if Mariah Carey had walked in the Staples, I would have had a meltdown. But this was kind of like seeing someone that I just recognized. Yes. And I'm like, oh, I haven't seen them in a while. And I walked up and then it just got.
Yeah, know. That's the nicest way anybody's ever told me you're no Mariah. You know, like that was, I mean, you know, Greg's probably hit me with that one or two times. But so now you listened to the episode, right?
Yes.
What, like, were you nervous to hear the episode, all that other stuff? What did you think of the advice? Like, you know, where are we with, how was the reaction?
I was really happy. I mean, it's because I feel like people were kind of getting tired of listening to me talk about it. And now I just kind of have something that I can just press play and kind of get kind of like the validation that I kind of felt like I needed in that situation. But I really loved everything you had to say. I loved how you kind of questioned me on that one thing. You told me to kind of look inside to see why I wound up telling her. So it did make me think a little.
We got into it, and we're going to kind of recap some of it. Okay. But it was very, very funny because Lauren shows up. She comes to Bang Bang and basically just walks up to me, says who she is. I have like a cow, right? And immediately, here was what was really revealing about that, okay? We have a very, very tight-knit crew here. And I watch our bartender, Mel, from behind the bar. Lauren goes to me. She goes, I'm Lauren from Staples. Mel goes, holy shit, your friends suck, just like that. And immediately it went from her to Nicole. Nicole came in, both never talked to me ever about listening to the show, ever. Okay, Nicole, one of our other staff members comes in. She goes, oh my God, that's Lauren from Staples? Her friends suck. It was going on and on. I couldn't believe it. Now, you were there with a friend, which is a big update.
Yes.
But not from that group. So here's what we're going to do. We have, I'm sure you have questions. We have a ton of chimes.
Oh.
And we're going to get into it little by little on this. And then, you know, we'll see how we go. Okay. But, I mean, are you nervous now?
I feel more comfortable now that I have this Perfect. Giant margarita next
yes.
to me.
Yes, nice. We know how to do it. We learned that from Andy Cohen. Get everybody drunk before they do the show.
Yes.
But, you know, just like it's a calming force.
Yeah.
But so first, going into it, Bono.
Yes.
Did you have because you hadn't given any advice, obviously, you were on the episode.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on Lauren's situation, and did you have any questions or chimes of your own?
I was confused as to why you told your friend. I understood why you told your friend because you kind of wanted to kind of move on, let it go, or move forward with it. My question is, do you have pictures of any of these people?
I actually.
Albie asked me in the bar.
I thought I said the bar. So I
can
asked
I
you pictures.
See, and we won't describe them. I just want to kind of put a complete visual because I have you in front of me.
I didn't see the guy.
I want to see the guy.
I didn't Goodness. See the guy.
And how old is he?
He's 25.
Right, okay, so he's not 12.
We have several. We have we have several different.
That was the rule number.
Several
one.
Different things we get to the bottom of.
Chris, he's not 12.
What's that?
The kid, the guy that she made out with.
Is he 13? I'm letting you guys know that I'm leaving, but I'll come in. I'll come in for a quick chime.
Yeah.
Pop in. Pictures.
Oh, of the guy, of the boyfriend?
Yeah.
So what happened? You guys talk now or no?
No.
Well,
do they know about the podcast?
I don't think so.
So that's what I was going to get into. Does anybody know about this? Did you have your friends listen to the podcast? Did it get to them?
It didn't get to them, but everyone else in my life has listened to it and they loved it.
It's going
to
get to them.
I have a question. When you turned into the Staples parking lot, did you think it ended with you here at this table with Alan Urbana?
No, I thought I was going to get a desk calendar and some pastel-colored pens. I actually went in there because I was sad, because something had just happened in my office that like put me in like a, like I just felt sad, something related to the situation. So I was going to Wegmans, and I decided to go to
Where'd you get a Wegmans?
Wegmans is great.
I went to the liquor store. I got some Prisoner wine.
Nice.
Wow, I love Prisoner wine.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Love our sponsors for home.
Yeah. Shout. This is just working out so well. Like, honestly, the only thing that could be better is if Staples actually sponsored the show.
I was thinking. Yeah, it really was. Let me
send us pens. Chris loves pens.
So we were going through it.
I do.
so much happening. So many happenings. Now this was the big surprise we had for Lauren. Lauren was like, oh, you know, I said, can I get you something, a little drink or anything? She's like, actually, yeah, you know, can I get a margarita? I said, yeah, sure. I said, are you nervous? Yeah. I go, this definitely won't help. I said, sit here. Then there was a silhouette.
Yes,
which one's the sister?
And Mama's right there.
The sister's right next to me. To my
Let me see.
Right.
Cute.
Oh, listen.
No. Mom hasn't listened to that. Mom, you haven't listened to that episode, right?
I haven't listened. I have not listened to the latest episode. Forgive me.
She didn't say to me, are you Lauren from Staples?
I asked her if she was Lauren from Staples. I did. And she's adorable. P.S.
Yeah.
Nice looking oysters on this picture.
That was down in LBI.
You look good.
Where's that? Can you point out to me the gentleman?
Oh, I don't mean to hijack.
I've seen the friend.
Lauren Staples, you're doing a great job. You really made the most out of that email. That email is really, it's milked.
Yeah.
You gotten everything you can out of it, and that's great, and hope to have you here all the time.
Thank you.
Mom, you don't want to do this?
Well, Mom, I guess, Mom, you haven't, are you guys leaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I can leave because I believe you were blocking me, Albie.
Listen, I just, okay.
Is somebody in front of me?
I just made fun of somebody for handing somebody else their car keys when they said, you're blocking me.
Right.
But as you can see.
You're a busy man.
My attention is here.
Right. And P.S. Lauren, I certainly appreciate you coming in. Lauren is beautiful, by the way.
This guy's going to have a rough, he's going to have a rough go of it.
I don't know the story, Lauren.
Oh, man.
Did somebody drop Lauren?
She made out with her best friend's brother. And right. Now the best friend and all her girlfriends have excommunicated her for licking his face.
Why? Why? There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. I think that I'm not horrible in most ways.
You did nothing wrong.
Do you know how Lauren came to be?
Yes, Staples. You told me about it.
Oh. How funny.
Yeah, you told me.
Our parents had sex. That's really nice.
Jesus.
He told me about it. Listen, Lauren, you did nothing wrong. Did you hurt anybody? Right. No. Did you? No, you're fine. And P.S.
There's so much
out there. This girl is stunning.
Yep.
That's all I have to say. Bye.
Lauren, I almost dropped the labia for how many people were talking in the mic just now. I almost did it.
Have a fine day.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for bringing us Lauren. So,
do you have a picture of the guy?
I have a video of him. We did a keg stand at a party.
Wow.
Chris, you want
video.
What the guy looks like?
Kinda, yeah.
Shirt. All right. Okay, he's cute enough.
He's pretty much exactly what I was thinking, yeah. To be honest. When you said Long Island guy, like college kind of thing, and he's older?
Yes, he's 1 year older than me.
Okay, so he's 25.
Yes.
Okay.
And he has his own podcast, so I'm kind of afraid there's going to be a...
Well, you know...
Whatever.
Like a rap battle.
I don't hate on that stuff. I don't do that. I mean, well, look, we're never here to criticize. It's not what we do. Yeah, We deal in truth and love. This is what we're here for.
Yeah.
This is about you.
It is.
Now, was it just a makeout or was some heavy petting involved? Was it like a little like rub a dub? Did you feel it?
Now, Lauren, I broke it down for Lauren too. Now, Urbano is a unique, very. He's kind of perfect for this whole world where he makes you feel so calm to share so much and everything. However, there's nothing here that you have to share that you don't want to share, just so you know.
Yeah.
And you can give a tap on the head, a little tap on the head if you're like, hey. Yeah, that'll be the safe word.
Or an eyeball just fine. Mm. I speak that.
No, I mean, it was just the initial, I was in the basement, all his friends were down there and he was there and everyone went upstairs.
Okay.
And right before that, he had been walking over to me and kind of getting a little bit closer to me and showing me things on his phone. And that's how I kind of felt like the vibe of something was going to happen. And they all went upstairs and he was sitting on the computer desk and I walked and started talking to him and he kind of grabbed my arms and started making out with me. That makes it sound like really aggressive.
No, that's fine.
But
a good aggressive makeout is kind of hot.
Yeah. So I just kind of pushed him off me a little and I just kind of said to him, I was like, how long have you wanted to do that for? And he said, a really long time. And I said, cool. And then we decided to go back upstairs to the party because there was a lot of people upstairs. And then 3 o'clock in the morning hits and I go to the basement where I usually sleep when I go over there. It was just me. And he texted me and I texted back and we were going back and forth a little. And then he wound up coming downstairs and then he spent probably 3-4 hours down there with
just
me.
Talking? Were you cuddling? Were you kissing? Was it a little bit, you know what
all
I mean?
All the above.
Okay. We'll keep it that way.
It was a nice summer night.
You have really good skin.
It was very...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just went got a facial last night.
You
my
have
mom
beautiful
was laughing
skin.
At me and she's like, they're not showing your face on the show.
That's
I was
true.
Like, thanks, Carolyn.
No, well, you have great skin, so.
Thank you.
Good job.
So one of the things that I didn't waste time.
Okay.
When I met Lauren, I asked right away. I said, yep, Chris, ready? You got a grenade to throw real quick or are you just going to...
Here are your keys.
Thanks, man. hold it, too, if you want.
Lauren, did you have a more glamorous picture of what it might look like when this podcast gets filmed? Like a
this
cool studio with good lighting and a neon or some shit? Or did you think it was actually an office the way we say it?
I thought it was an office because there's the videos on Instagram.
Oh, true,
so
true.
I'm
really leaving now.
Yeah. So I went right for it, and I asked Lauren. I said, listen, I got to ask, you know, did you a little bit, you know, tell the friend to kind of like, you know, twist the knife a little bit, sort of. And she hit me with another fact that I, you know, was not in the email that you can share if you want, but there was a reason that you said it.
Yeah. So one of the reasons was, like I said, there were other people in the basement at the time when he started getting really close to me and his cousin was down in the basement too. And his sister, their other cousin, is best, like my friend's other best friend. So I said, someone's going to say something. And then I wound up telling
another friend.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's the main reason why I did it.
And have you spoken at all subsequently?
I sent a text message from the Staples parking lot after I saw Chris to the girl. And I just said, listen, like, I just wanted to say again, I'm sorry, because I left the group chat myself. I know Chris said, like, oh, they kicked you out. I left because I was writing things and getting no response from anybody. And
yeah, no.
Yeah. And then another girl in my group is having a party this weekend in the city. And I was going to bring another friend of mine with me because I didn't want to be like by myself, because I knew
the friend I met.
No, a different friend. But we had to pay $60 to the girl having the party each over Venmo, because it's like a bowling open bar type thing. And I didn't want my friend to have to pay $60 if it was going to be weird and I wasn't going to go. So I did text the friend having the party and I said, hey, just so you know, I have a lot of anxiety about going. I do want to go because I love you. I want to go to your birthday. But like, I just don't want to like cause any drama to happen there. And she said, oh, I was going to FaceTime you to uninvite you anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So that happened in my office right before I went to Staples.
Wow. And here we are.
And here we are.
With so many new friends.
You know what? Not for nothing, but if you know, you, I don't know your friends, and I don't know the depths of your relationship. And I have friends, and I have relationships, and I've been hurt, and I've hurt people.
Yes.
But I think that, you know, if there's no forgiveness, if there's no communication, if there's really no eye-to-eye kind of, hey, let's talk this out, there's just a blanket response of you're wrong, then you have to take it for what it is.
Yeah.
That, you know, regardless of your feelings and your presence and who you are as a human, you didn't fit into the mold that they want. And you're better off knowing that now and moving on, because if they're going to judge you so harshly for an innocent kind of romantic, kind of something that could be dismissed as a late night giggle. Like, I've made out with tons of strangers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, if I have to be held accountable to whether that person was married or not or whatever, it just makes a web that's way too convoluted for the moment. So don't feel bad about what you did. You're young. You're attractive. He's cute enough. You know, and you did your thing. Like, it's fine. And now you know that some things are worth taking the risk for, because...
Well, I mean, look, if Urbano made out with my brother, I think it was hysterical.
Oh.
You know, I'd so be all about it. I'd be like, oh, my God.
But I can never make out.
No, I think, first of all, it's very good advice.
Yeah.
And it kind of, it begs a new kind of question. Now, so I assume if there's been no conversation with the friend, there's been no conversation with the guy, right?
No, she told me, don't talk to anyone in my family. Don't talk to my brother. Mm. Me and her mom have a good relationship. She said, don't talk to my mom. Don't talk to my cousin.
This is hardcore, man.
It became like a, you know, and I love her family.
Yeah.
Like a ridiculous amount. So it's
like, and you can just tell, you know, I tell you what's annoying me more. And I don't usually like to get passionate about these things. I like to kind of read and move on, you know, because I find the emotional investment makes it a little bit harder to do this sometimes. Yeah. It's a very jolly time of year, right? But you know one thing I absolutely cannot stand? When you get these cyber deals for this week that you get all excited and you don't really feel like you got what your money was worth. You got all excited for nothing. You don't have the quality. Anything wasn't what you expected. But this cyber week, Boll & Branch is offering their best deal of the entire year. And if last night's sleep wasn't incredible, their sheets will make all the difference. With Boll & Branch, you can get the best sleep of your life with the highest quality organic cotton sheets. The sheets are amazing. They feel super, super soft. The colors and fabrics, I actually chose myself, something I don't usually do. But, you know, look, if I'm going to sleep on it, I'm going to spend a third of my day on it. You know, I got to like where I'm at. It's kind of how it is. And you guys have heard me talk about it before. Their packaging is incredible. I love it. Perfect gift. Never a disappointment. Husband and wife team Scott and Missy Tannen founded Boll & Branch to create a new standard in bedding by doing things the right way, not the easy way. Boll & Branch holds themselves to high standards across the board, from sourcing pure organic cotton to putting workers' rights first. And it's not just their sheets that are made the right way. Their pillows, bath towels, and robes are too. Signature hem sheets are their all-time best summer. They're beloved for so many reasons. And they're just buttery soft, lightweight, and made with 100% organic cotton. So this Cyber Week, gift your loved ones the best sleep of their lives, or treat yourself with Boll & Branch. Their holiday packaging and famously soft sheets, blankets, pillows, and more make a difference with everyone will actually feel. So get 25% off from November 23rd through December 2nd with their best offer yet at bollandbranch.com. That's 20% off at bollnbranch.com. Exclusions may apply. So the holidays are just around the corner, and Guys, if you're looking for something to get the lady this year, I'm telling you right now, Ana Luisa Jewelry, it is the absolute best. Ana Luisa Jewelry is made for you and the planet in mind. They are 100% carbon and water neutral, but also really pretty, if you ask me. And I got to tell you, I feel like I'm an expert in this. Just kind of my thing. Anyway, their pieces are the perfect gift for anybody on your list, a friend, a partner, sister-in-law, daughter to spoil, whatever. Their versatile designs are a perfect mix and match to wear every day. The gift guide on your website, which I definitely recommend, along with their bestsellers page, are great destinations to browse their most gifted options if you need a little bit of a push. My girlfriend loves Solera necklaces, okay? So I bought three. She can mix and match. They can do whatever they want to do, okay? But they're all timeless, chic, and affordable. So I absolutely recommend checking out Ana Luisa at shop.analuisa.com/youralbi. I love their pieces that start at $39. And they are currently running the best sale of the year. Love them all. You can get 60% off on the second item if you go to shop.analuisa.com/dearalbi. So again, pieces start at $39. The biggest sale is running right now. Get over there. 60% off the second item. Just go to shop.analuisa.com/dearalbi. You guys will love it. Great, great gift spot. Just, you know, gift that keeps on giving, man. Dear Albi Podcast. Back to the show.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She's such a genuine person. You could totally see this kid's a very nice kid.
You're like a sweet girl. Like,
yeah, you just see
like, you know what I mean? Like, not to, I'm not whatever, but it's just kind of like if she's like, don't do this and don't do that, like maybe she's a control freak.
I mean,
is she a control freak? Is she like the control? Does she like to be the queen bee of the group?
I would say
deem
that.
Herself that?
And there's another girl in the group like that too who we like.
So is she like the Regina George? Is she like the Regina George of the group? Like, yeah. The mean girls? Like, is she, like, the head mean girl? Like, we wear pink on Wednesdays, get away from our table?
Yeah, I would say that.
Well, is that a hindsight thing, or did you always feel that way?
No, I always felt that way, and in a way, she used to joke that I'm, like, her assistant, which I thought was funny, because I'm definitely more laid back, so she'd be like, happy birthday to my assistant, when she'd, like, post things on Instagram, and I laughed it off. I thought it was funny. I think more
recently... Until she really treated you like an assistant.
Kind of, yeah. Like, saying to her brother... Don't make out with the help, basically, at that point. Mm. But no, I think recently I've really come into my own more so, I guess. You know, I have like a new job and I, you know, am more like, I guess, established and more confident in myself, which I've struggled with over the years when, you know, I was in college and everything. So now that I'm like 24 and I'm just feeling like, okay, like I'm figuring things out now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people really like that much.
Mm-hmm. No, it intimidates people when you decide to change.
Yeah,
you know, you're not the person I know. Well, the person you know is going to change. You're not the same person from when you were 12. You're not the same person when you're 13. And when you leave here, you're going to be different. And next week, you're going to be different.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And the whole point of having a support group is for people to kind of allow that and not demean you or kind of berate you for a mistake or a happenstance or a flirtationship, to use it.
I mean, yeah, to a very big, very popular JLB word. But I will say this. You know, I think it's, you know, people changing as they get older and stuff is normal, you know, and not only that, I think I would say it's your job.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bigger problem if you stay the same, you know, but at the same time, maybe there is a sense of identity that people are clinging to with a group hierarchy and stuff like that. That first of all, as you get older, does not matter at all. Like, it's not even a thing. But the thing about it for me is, what makes me sad is a sense of like you feeling upset over not doing anything wrong. Okay. Honestly, something that you really kind of you didn't even initiate the situation, you know? So I kind of like, and maybe it's easy for me to say, but if I were you, right, this is like addition by subtraction all day long. Like, this is not, I think, the type of people that I would really be worried about. Like, not that it's any more fun, but to really just kind of look at it, and we talk about this on the show a lot, understanding what you feel your value is that you put out there. And if you're not getting it back, well, look, you just move on. You know what I mean? And look, you're going to have certain friends that they're going to check boxes. And certain people are like, hey, that's who I go out and, you know, drink and dance with and, you know, try and meet guys and whatever. You know, that's who I go and have my deep conversations with. This is who I go for, like, more personal advice and stuff like that. Here's who I like to kind of, you know, that's who I go work out with kind of thing. And this is the person that I just, like, sit around and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. The point is, not everybody has to be everything, like a 360-degree friendship. But at the same time, if these are people that are making you ever feel like less, then you just trade that shit out. There's nothing about it. Like, who really lost something in this situation? I mean, if she did. Yeah, right. Exactly.
She lost a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Over her own ego or control or whatever she's trying to create. You know what I mean? Like, there was a moment. It was a moment. And you and him, you know, maybe he was cute, or you thought, you know, you always thought he was cute. But, like, now in retrospect, you kind of got to be a little turned off by him.
No, yes, I would definitely say that. I mean, I've been friends with her for 6 years.
Yeah.
So I never really saw him in that way before probably earlier this year. He always, most of the time, had a girlfriend. So I was like, okay, like, he was just out doing his own thing. Didn't really see him. And I think it was earlier this year, I was like, oh, I think he's cute. And we have the exact same sense of humor. And him and I are, like, laughing together. And I kind of saw signs from the beginning, though, that she didn't really like that. Memorial Day, there was a Memorial Day party where me and him were talking in the kitchen, and she came up to us and started saying that we were standing too close together.
She's wild.
Yeah, I mean,
does she have sex? Does she have a boyfriend? Does she?
She goes on dates and everything, and she's seen people and whatnot. I'm the opposite. I've never been on Tinder, Hinge, anything.
She's a Tinder. She's a Tinder swiper.
Yes, hey, a little look, bit.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Look, everyone's going to be at their own pace. Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, what we're talking about, you know, for whatever reason, she's trying to control the environment, which, okay, sure. But a part of that, it's got to be like, okay, like, what am I really, you know, the value thing is important in the sense that if you're explaining the situation and how it went down, right? If you're like, hey, listen, I waited and this dude was completely bombed. I've been wanting to get with him forever. And finally was like, made my move at like the 11th hour and all this other stuff. And he woke up and he's like, he's got a girlfriend. And I'm like, screw it. That's a different situation. Yeah. That's not what this is.
But even then, you're still two adults. So it's kind of like, you know, the fact that she's getting so like crazed about it. And then all these friends aren't talking to you. And she's like, don't talk to my parents. It's like, listen, if you want to call her mom and text her mom and be like, listen, I made out with your son. Your daughter's mad at me. My bad. You know, I'm gone. I'm leaving because that's not the type of person I want in my life. But I appreciate the 6 years that you allowed me to be with your family, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah.
But I mean, deuces, look.
You know what I mean? If that's what you want to do to close that door. But at this point, the best thing for you to do is like, you know what? She's mad. Is she justified? Of course. I can't. You can't tell someone what they can or not be, you know, what they can or cannot be upset about. You know, it's valid. If that's how she feels, then we have to say it's valid. The same way this is how you feel, and we're saying it's valid. But at the same time, you then now take control. And now you have the power to say, you know what? I'm glad you showed me your hand. Because now at least I know who I'm dealing with. And the same way she can go back in retrospect and be like, was this girl out for my brother the whole time? Or you could go back and be like, was this girl even my friend the whole time?
Yeah.
You know? And if she saw you as her assistant, then, you know, problem 1 through 10 is next time you have to check a hoe and be like, you know, no. I'm not your assistant. You get it. I'm my own CEO.
The check a hoe tribe.
You got to check a, you know, snatch a wig a little bit and be like, wait. No. Because how people joke is the truth. She told you. You just didn't hear it.
Yeah.
But now that you hear it, lesson learned. Good for you, Staples Lauren.
Staples Lauren, we have so many chimes.
Okay.
So we're going to have the community on community right now. This is going to be interesting. So this is from Kristen, not for Kristen. This is for Lauren. I just listened to the Staples Lauren episode. What if one of the members of the Mean Girl group has a crush on the brother and Lauren knew, and so that's why they are all upset? There has to be more to the story. We need a chime, Kristen. Any interactions there that could get some friends that would be a little jealous, anything like that? Has this happened before?
No, he has never been with anyone in our friend group. And honestly, I've had conversations with them on the side over the past however many months and said, I think I might like him, but I'm not sure. I don't know if I should talk to, you know, our friend about this. And they all said, don't do it.
Wow.
So.
Damn.
Interesting.
Here's another one. Lauren from Staples, I truly hope you see right through your best friend's BS. That group of girls don't sound like they are your friends. I agree with Chris's response from last week. I think they all just need an excuse to stop talking to you and ran with it. Life is full of lessons like these. Sorry you're going through this. Wishing you the best. Do you feel like, is there, because this actually comes in, we had a couple like this. Here's another one. I usually sense a change in someone's energy towards me before things go left. Did Lauren feel this way with her friend, an inkling that something was off before this happened?
A little bit.
Interesting.
I would say that. I was going over her house a lot more probably back in the spring. Like, mm-hmm. I was at her house the day I graduated from grad school because they didn't even have, like, a graduation ceremony. So.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you have your degree in?
Higher education and student affairs.
Beautiful, great skin, highly educated.
Thank you. Yeah, so NYU didn't have a graduation in person, so I went to her backyard and I sat by her pool and drank wine all day. Like, that's nice. That was how I wanted to celebrate.
Nice.
I celebrated my birthday with her and everything. All of that in the spring, and then probably after that Memorial Day party, I stopped really getting the invite to come over as much.
Oh.
And I kind of felt that maybe it had something to do with that interaction, which ended in, you know, I said something to her, like, you know, after she was like, stop standing so close together. And I was like, oh, no, I was just telling him how good my birthday went, because we went on a little birthday trip to LBI. And she just started going off on me for something that happened on the trip that, like, had nothing to do with me talking to her brother. And he got uncomfortable and walked away. And I was like, thanks for that.
Mm.
But that was, like, really one of the last times I was invited over. And that was one of the last times that I was at her house before Halloween.
Nice. So this was definitely in the making.
I think so. And even my other friends, like, they haven't been as supportive, I guess, recently. And this is going to maybe sound stupid.
No.
But I just got hair extensions a couple months ago. And I put in the group chat and I was like, oh, like, I got that, and everyone ignored me.
I got my weave did.
Yeah, and they were like crickets. Like, and
oh my goodness.
I was just like, okay. And then I sent another picture as a joke, and I said, I'm not going to stop sending pictures of my hair extensions until one of you says something. And none of them, they still didn't say anything. I didn't actually keep sending pictures,
no,
but
support you.
They didn't respond.
Do you have any siblings?
I have two sisters.
Okay, so if you had a guy, well, I guess a little bit different, but if you had...
If you had a girlfriend and one of your girlfriends made out with one of your sisters, would you be upset?
If it was turned around in whatever way.
No, let's say that.
Saying if it's like, you know, like whether it's that, seriously, whether it's a guy friend of yours, I was actually more like the guy dynamic, I think, is a little bit weirder. You know, so whether it's any way where the shoe is on the other foot, okay, how would you have reacted? What's up, guys? It is getting chilly out there, so now I'm thinking about how to stay warm and look great doing all these outdoorsy things I love to do this time of year. I work and live almost right on the beach. I can't help it, okay? Summer, winter, it doesn't matter. I gotta get out there. It's my thing, but it's all about the layers, right? And just one reason I love Faherty Clothing Line. Faherty is a family-run brand making high-quality, timeless clothing with modern design and functionality. You know when you're searching for the perfect to-go, like, you know, cozy layer, whole thing, like where it's just like you feel like a hug, super soft cashmere sweaters, a shirt jacket you could throw on over just about anything, loungewear sets that get you into relaxation mode, that's Faherty. So one of my favorite pieces, I am a huge, huge, huge fan of just a loungewear kind of like throwover situation because I kind of can't make my mind up. I'm all over the place. You guys listen to the show, you get what I'm saying. But the quality is amazing. They're super, super, super comfortable. And they're so confident in the quality of their stuff, they have a lifetime guarantee of quality. They'll replace or fix your clothes forever, no matter what. And to top it all off, Faherty is giving you, the Dear Abby listeners, 20% off. That's 20% off. So Faherty makes the perfect clothing for layers. Stock up on all your fall essentials now. It is the go-to. I love it. So head to FahertyBrand.com/DearAlby and use promo code DearAlby at checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. That's code DearAlby. At Faherty, FahertyBrand.com/DearAlby for 20% off. You guys are going to love it. Catch you later. Back to the show.
You know what? I'm not somebody who like tries to stand in the way of anyone's happiness. So I think it would be weird. And it also depends on how it would happen. Like Alby, like you were saying, you know, it was kind of kept from you for a while when you were in that position.
Yeah.
I would be also pissed about that as well. But like if it was this exact situation, I'd probably be like, okay, so now what? Like, are you going to date her now? Or are you going to...
Yeah.
Like, I'd probably just want to know what was happening next.
Right.
I have my own chime. Can I confess to something? I have a my best friend, and at one of his cookouts, I met one of his friends. And me and that friend, there was a definite kind of flirtationship going on, and my friend had noticed it. But the person that I became friends with was in a relationship, a very committed relationship. And him and I end up having this fling, and I never told my friend. And it went on for a couple years, and I never told my friend. And he would ask, and I would giggle and kind of like not answer. I didn't lie. I didn't deny. I just kind of overlooked. You know what I mean? Or would like say a joke or
withheld.
Whatever the case. Withheld. And now I told my friend, I was like, listen, I got to come clean. Like, me and this person have been messing around for like, I don't know, 6 years or since the barbecue in 2019 or whatever the case was. And he was like, why did you tell me? And I was like, well, he asked me not to. And I kind of had to respect the intimacy with that person. But, you know, I'm coming clean now. And I don't think he kind of understood, I think. But I was prepared. Like, I was super, like, I was like, what if he like stopped speaking to me? Because, you know, it's so deceitful. And for years this was going on. And he kind of forgave me. So I feel like, you know, there's a capacity for forgiveness if people really are invested in who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, do you like, so a couple chimes myself. Question one. Really, I have three, but it's right. my fucking show.
That's
right. If he hit you up now, would you be open to hanging out with him if the girlfriend thing is the ship has sailed? But he was like, listen, my sister's not going to work this out, but I do like you and I want to try and, like, you know, reconnect and whatever. Would you be open to it?
I think their family is so close, and there's parts of their family dynamic that I won't get into on the show, but they have been through a lot together. And I think they got closer over the years. So I don't think I would want to do anything to further do anything.
Let's negate
there.
That. You're not going to make any decision for anyone else but you. Forget their family dynamic.
Well, I mean, I think that is a decision for her in a way.
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, she's choosing not to, like that to me is more indicative of her being a caring person to the friend.
Yes, but you're still making a decision based on someone else's needs.
Yes.
Okay.
Right? In terms of your needs, if this guy hits you up, would you answer?
Depends what he was saying. But I don't, you know what, thinking about my needs, I need that headache at this point?
Nice.
Exactly.
There you go. Like
and
that.
Do you want someone who's not going to stand up for you?
That's another thing, because something else that didn't make it into my very long constitution that I sent over here was that he said to me, like, don't tell anybody, whatever. I told a couple of close friends because that's normal.
That's fine.
I found out after he was in like a whole group chat with his cousins telling them all of it. And then I guess she said to me when I talked to her, because she looked through all the text messages and everything, she saw texts between him and his cousins saying that he was going to tell her.
That's so much.
So it was like I blindsided him before he could blindside me.
Yeah.
And I don't blame
him
for any of that.
Did that feel good though? A little bit?
That I got there before?
Yeah.
I think... Yes, best case. This was like the best case scenario because if she did find out from him at that point, that would have been friendship completely over on the spot.
Well, it's over anyway,
and
so it
now
doesn't
it's,
even matter.
Because she said, I need a couple of days, and it's been 2 weeks since I heard from her.
And do you want to be her friend now? Mm.
No.
Well, that was my other follow-up. Do you miss them? Like, if they're listening to the show, is there a message you would want to get to them? Like, what would you want them their takeaway to be from this?
I just don't believe in really the mob mentality that I think that happened here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I thought they were all really supportive of me and everything, and I would never do that. If this was situation reversed, another girl in the group had made out with this brother and everyone kind of started exiling her, whatever, I couldn't do what they did. I couldn't just like leave her out in the cold and just be like, never talking to you again because you did this. I would be checking in with her maybe, like, how are you? Because on the flip side of this, I was also like basically turned down by somebody who I had been openly...
Yeah.
interested in for months, and nobody looked at it that way. They just chose to victimize this one girl, and in my feelings don't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose to kind of, even people who really weren't involved in it, chose to distance themselves. So I just think at this point I would never do that to them, and I feel like they should think about that.
I don't want you to take away the one thing that I want you to take away from this, from meeting you, if we never meet each other again, if we never speak, Staples Lauren, I want you to know that you have to keep taking risks. Put yourself out there. If you feel a certain way, if you want to make out with a stranger, whatever it is, as long as you always keep your safety first and take control of the situation and you're honest with whatever it is, don't not take risks. Don't let this be like, it didn't work and I'm never going to do it again, because you're never going to allow yourself to be like, wow, I'm a daring, strong individual and I'm going to take chances and I'm going to take risks. And if it's at the cost of losing friends, then they're not your friends. And what this guy did was, more than give you a makeout session, he actually showed you the truth of the people you were with. Yeah. And that's, you can thank him for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't want you to kind of walk away from this like, I'm never going to do that again. I put myself out there, and what came from it? What came from it was a whole lot of fucking good.
Yeah.
Because you would have been with these hoes who don't have your best interests at heart. And if someone would have roofied you, or if you would have been in a situation that was shady, would these girls have even looked out for you? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And who wants friends like that?
Mm. I think, I mean, look, I'm very much Team Lauren all the way. I think that, you know, this is, you got one hell of a RuPaul from Urbano. But, you know, this is a typical, like, to me, it's like a don't let this dull your shine kind of moment. You know what I mean? Natalie was making fun of me before. I said something, she liked the way I said it. And like, I was like, don't let this dull your shine in my brain. And I said it very sassy. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to say that right. I'm not going to be able to do it.
You said it right.
But here I am.
You said it.
No, but it shouldn't. Like, this shouldn't, because like, if you were here and like rolling up on our spot and whatever, and we thought this, there was just a vibe of like, there's another side to this shit. You know what I mean? We would just say it. I would have no problem asking. To me, there's very clearly not. And I think not only are your friends going to end up missing out long term, whatever, I think the guy's going to miss out on a very, very great girl. Weirdly enough, though, too, the unfortunate reality is your age now is when, like, this is going to be the kingdom of fuckery is upon us. You know what I mean? That's just where life is taking you, which is fine. But I think the more, like, secure you are in yourself, the decisions you make and what you deserve, you're going to avoid all of that stuff. So in a weird way, you know, maybe you dodged a handful of bullets here, which I think is good news.
Yeah.
You know, and you've made a quite long list of friends here at the Berkeley that are apparently all listening to the damn show, which is good for me to know.
Yeah.
But you got a home here, Lauren. And I think I'll tell you what. Would you like to turn the tables around? Would you like to give advice to someone else? Do you want to pay it forward to the community?
Sure.
We're going to have you sit through a question. You want to jump in on this? I mean, I'm feeling like she's as good as anybody right now.
Why not?
I mean, how do you feel right now? How are we feeling?
I feel good. Like, I was nervous when I got here because I was just like, oh gosh, I don't know what they're going to ask me, but I feel, you know, I feel good. And Urbano's advice, I feel like I just watched an episode of like Oprah. Or something. Like, I feel good.
All right, let's move this away. Somebody not from Staples. Hello, dear Albie crew. I want to start off by saying I'm so proud of y'all and the success you're receiving with the podcast. Candace, you're a great addition to the team. I love when you're on, and Jules, keep up the amazing work. Question. My friend has a coworker who is a drag to work with. The coworker, let's call her Ms. Z, recently got upset about a conversation my friend was having with another coworker on a subject unrelated to work. Ms. Z had overheard the conversation and got offended. The conversation was also not about Ms. Z, and my friend didn't mean to offend anyone. In the past, Miss Z has been known to eavesdrop and answer for a few people unbeknownst to them. Since the conversation, Miss Z has totally isolated my friend. She avoids speaking to her at all costs and even goes as far as to say good morning / night to everyone out loud except my friend. This has created a tense work environment. My question is, how should my friend deal with this situation? I should mention that Miss Z can sometimes be a tad sensitive. In the past, other coworkers have tried to confront situations they've had with Ms. Z head on, and it's resulted in Ms. Z in tears or her feelings being hurt further, so telling Ms. Z that it's okay to have a different opinion or viewpoint might not be ideal. P.S. The thing that upsets Ms. Z was my friend making fun of her dog in a playful way. It offended Ms. Z when my friend playfully called her dog Thing instead of referring to the dog as a human. Oh. Please, don't share this part on the podcast just in case Ms. Z listens. Just wanted to give you guys a background. Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? How am I supposed, you know, like what? I mean, come on. Oh, and we definitely see pineapples in NY too. LOL, thank you. I'm not going to read your name just in case.
But it was a good one.
But, I mean,
It's the first time I've seen the real name.
I don't. I mean, put that in bold or something. You know, we avoid a name. We don't avoid key context points because I got news for you. I was on your side until I heard about the dog thing.
What do you mean?
I mean, until I heard about the dog thing, I was like, no, not gonna get it. You're talking shit about a kid, dog child.
Listen. This is the if this woman wants to kind of walk around and say good morning and good afternoon to everyone else and not say it to you, you know
puff,
what you do?
Puff and puff.
You do it right back.
Yeah.
You give her nooch. Mm-hmm. Nooch. And you know what nooch saying. Means? Nooch is less than nothing.
Oh, I thought that was the part in between.
The
whole. Grundle.
No,
yeah.
That's okay. That's not the nooch.
Okay.
But
it could be.
Not really, because that's super sensitive.
Oh, got it. Yeah, sorry.
So
well,
you have, it's highly sensitive.
I've been in work environments like that before. I've had people straight up. I had 4 jobs when I was in college, and there was one where this girl was there and just did not like me from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And would do all of that same stuff, and I just ignored it. And then eventually, I think we all went out one night as coworkers, and I literally walked up to her at the bar, and I said, "What the fuck is your problem?"
Good for you.
And she's like, "Oh, I don't have a problem with you." And I was like, seems like you do. So I wound up confronting her, and that's how we wound up getting on better terms. But if she doesn't want to confront her here.
That's a whole other side to Staples Lauren that we just saw, though. You know?
But give her nothing. I would give her nothing. Or go the other route and be super nice.
No, but you're good, though. Like, honestly, here's the thing. If your friend's worried that she's an eavesdropper and she's a drag to work with, then you won.
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
Give her nothing. And if she's that upset about her dog, bro, she has more things going on than just like being upset. You know what I mean? Like she's really, if she's going to be, and I understand people are super sensitive about their dogs and I get it. And I make some comments about people's dogs and call it, oh, how's the animal? And people are like, what? And it's, no, it's my baby. And I get it. And again, who am I to discount your love and your affection and your connection? Because it could be super deep. But at the same time, if she's creating an environment that's hostile, it's only hostile if you allow it to be hostile.
Yeah.
If you ignore her, you give her nothing, or good morning.
Yeah.
How are you? Yeah. Don't you look pretty today? Like, really go above and beyond. And if she doesn't respond, she's going to expose herself to everyone else.
She's going to look like an asshole.
And she's going to look like an asshole.
Yeah. But, I mean, it seems like she's already kind of gone down this road. And if she's breaking into tears for people saying, hey, listen, you know, you shouldn't be eavesdropping on conversations, she's clearly got issues.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, if she's not somebody that's in your work social circle anyway, what do you care?
Give her nothing.
Now, look, if you feel bad, there might be a little bit of that where, like, there are some people that, like, hey, here's somebody that in the office isn't necessarily the prom king or queen, okay, that I said something about that maybe hurt their feelings a little bit and I feel bad about it. You don't justify that by being like, oh, well, they suck anyway.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not the move.
Yeah, they could still suck, but you were rude.
Yeah, right. So, like, you still, like, you know, if that's the person you are, then you go and you fix it, right? Now, you know, otherwise, send us some pictures of the dog. I want to see what, you know, are they making fun of him for no reason? Nah, I'm playing. But, like, yeah, I feel like if you're not really trying to be friends with her and you don't feel bad about what you said, you don't feel like you said anything wrong, you say nothing.
Yeah.
You move on.
Yeah.
I wonder how old Miss C is, because I feel like that's also part of it. I don't know why.
It feels older, doesn't it?
Because she called her Miss, I would assume that she's older, because if she was their age, she would just maybe call her Z.
Hmm.
But the Miss seems super formal.
Yeah, Z. Well, she said Ms.
Which seems super formal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very substitute teacher vibes I'm getting.
Yeah.
But hey, so Lauren, I mean, look, anything else do you feel like the community should know? Do you have any final thoughts? Any details left out that you want to clear up? How are we feeling? What are you thinking?
I feel great now. But I just want to thank you guys for having me on here. I mean, it's made me feel a lot better and kind of helped a lot through my healing process and everything from this whole thing. And I'm ready to just kind of walk up out of here and live my best life.
Look at that.
For you.
Look at that.
Dear Albie, changing here lives around the world.
Here we go. I wish Staples bought ads.
They may now.
Anyway, awesome having you on. Come back anytime. And we will keep in touch because I'm sure, look, I got a gut feeling. I know how stuff like this works.
Okay.
This ain't over.
No, it's not over.
It's not. There's going to be an email or two that we get back.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. But we'll wait.
We'll wait.
Now we'll wait.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're Team Lauren right now. Very, very happy that things are going on the
unless
up and
the
up.
Sister wants to call in and we can do like a rap battle.
I almost guarantee there's
going to
be a whole different kind of chime. Yeah. Which I'll tell you what, at which point, you know, I'm down to broker a little pre-stalk.
Let's go. Let's
you know
go.
What I mean? You know?
Oh,
but it was great having you on. We think you're awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
You know, come back anytime. Guys, dearalbumailbag@gmail.com. This shit could happen to you.
Yep.
Right in. We don't know. I tell you what, I go back and forth all the time. Smiles, I'm talking to you, Smiles. You know, on the Instagram. Me and Smiles stay. There was a write-in that Smiles in Spanish. So when I say Smiles in Spanish, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I've referenced a couple of times.
Yeah.
Smiles has wrote in. Smiles chimed, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Smiles is on the show constantly. And she wrote in the change in someone's energy thing. Great listener, been a day one. We got a question one time that I was like, damn, and like really criticized the person that wrote in. And Smiles messaged me and was like, it was me. And I was like, holy shit. And it changed everything.
Oh.
I was just like, the way I kind of looked at the questions, it was like, oh my God. And she gave me more context to the whole thing.
You.
And but my point is, there's a lot of ways to contribute to the show. We have a big show coming up December 6th. There will be a live show with details coming out. You're actually going to be able to, it's a buy-in for tickets.
Oh, nice.
With a live interaction, but we answer everybody.
Oh, nice.
More details about that will be coming, but you can also come here and watch it at the Berkeley Live.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So Lauren's got to join us for that.
You'll be all right.
Just so much going on.
So much going on.
You know what I mean? So keep the write-ins coming. We love you all, and we'll catch you later.
All right.